why supercharged AI won't kill all jobs yet, and how Facebook is quietly rewriting the rules of recommender systems. If people look back at the mid-2020s and ask, when did we have to get serious about the singularity? The answer might well be, right about now. AI systems are racing ahead in research labs, regulators are stumbling to keep up, and the tech giants are quietly tuning the economic engines that decide what billions of us see and buy every day. This piece digs into two connected stories: why fears of AI-driven mass unemployment are missing something fundamental about humans, how Facebook's Kunlun recommender reveals a new, predictable way to pour compute into AI systems that directly control attention and ad money at global scale. The human edge: why some work stays human, even when machines can do it. Economist Adam Ozimek recently resurfaced a basic but uncomfortable fact for AI doomers. We've had the technology to automate a surprising number of tasks for years, and yet a lot of those tasks are still done by people. Think about it. We've had high-quality recorded music for decades, but live shows still sell out. We can order food via apps, but people still pay extra to be waited on in restaurants. Online travel sites exist, yet some travelers still seek out human travel planners for complex trips. These aren't failures of automation. They're reminders that some services are bought not just for the outcome, but for the experience of dealing with another human. The human touch as a product people pay for. Ozimek frames this as demand for what he calls the human touch, the added value that comes from live interaction, nuance, presence, and the feeling that someone like me is on the other side. Economists have a dry term for it, a normal good. That's something people demand more of as their income rises. When people get richer, they don't just buy more stuff, they buy better, more curated, more personal versions of stuff. Applied to work, that means, as societies get wealthier, demand for human-delivered experiences tends to grow. Automation doesn't just erase jobs, it can shift demand toward more human-intensive services. Examples that fit this pattern: high-end dining, same calories as takeout, totally different demand curve because of service, atmosphere, and status. Personal coaching and therapy. You could read a book or use an app, but many still pay for a human presence. Luxury retail and concierge services. The product is partly the feeling of being personally looked after. A different path through the AI revolution. If we project forward to more capable AIs, systems that can draft legal memos, generate code, negotiate contracts, or even prove math theorems, it's tempting to imagine a straight-line story. Machines get better, humans get sidelined. But there's another plausible trajectory. AI wipes out or compresses the value of routine, standardized tasks. Economic growth from those gains, plus sane policy, boosts overall spending power. Richer societies start buying more human-centric experiences. Customized, intimate, live, or status-laden work that is about being human in the loop. In that world, we don't just get AI baristas and AI customer support. We also get a surge of human artisans who lean into authenticity and craftsmanship. Upgraded versions of existing professions, chefs, coaches, performers, guides, who use AI as a backstage tool while selling the front stage human presence. Entirely new kinds of work that are hard to name today, the same way social media manager would have sounded absurd in 1995. The catch? For this to not turn into a two-tier dystopia, governments and firms would need to consciously push for labor protections that stop human-touch jobs from becoming gig economy serfdom, policy that shares AI-driven productivity gains broadly enough that more people can actually afford high-touch services. AI may change what we do, but Ozimek's point is that humans don't just disappear from the